you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
So at Aturance, you could be in for a treat. That's because they could surprise you with a monthly saving on your car insurance premium. If they somehow can't save you money, you can ask them for 500 Rand cash or even 1,500 Rand if you've been claim-free and with the same insurer for 3 years. Let Aturance try to surprise you. You can SMS out to 34474 or you can call them on 08600 60,000. Aturance is a licensed insurer and FSP. TCs and standard rates apply. Okay. Let's enter stage left, Ezio. Now, Ezio's brother got in touch with me and he says, please can we prank my bro, Ezio, because he's dealing with a situation right now. So this is it. Ezio was in a car accident. He drives a bucky. Mm. Now, the accident wasn't his fault. Never is it? But there's a few insurance issues that they're busy dealing with. And Ezio, this has been now, so the car was not dry, it was undrivable at the scene of the accident. So the tow truck drivers arrived and they towed his car away. So now what happens is the car goes to the tow truck compound and it sits there until insurance can sort things out and they work out what to do, send it to panel beater, scrap it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So this has now been going on for a couple months. There's this quite a few issues around this case. So now what's happened is Ezio has been called to the UK. He works for an international company and he's just left to go to the UK and he's going to be there for a few months before he comes back. But now at the same time, this whole thing is nothing's happening here with his car.
Right.
At the tow truck driver's compound. So I'm going to play the part of the tow truck driver today.
Okay.
Calling him in London. And my name is Vike.
And tow truck drivers are not really liked already, Darren. And here yes. You are being a fake one.
That's right. Okay. Let's call Ezio in London.
You must just, can you phone your now? I said, Joe, phone me right now.
Okay, I'm on it. Stand by your phone.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Ezio, please.
Speaking.
It's Vaki, I'm calling you from A1 Assist.
How's it, man? How are you?
I've been trying to get hold of you for a while. Listen, this issue about your bucky.
Yes.
Look, it's been going in circles. I've been informed by Absa Insure, Mr. Basson is involved, Mr. Motswake is involved, and it's basically at a point now where I've got costs to recoup here for towing and for storage. You don't have insurance. It's apparent that insurance isn't going to be paying out for this either.
Why are they not going to pay for it out? That was the whole, you see, this is the whole thing. Hugo, I said to Hugo, are you sure that I'm not going to have to pay any cost? Because if I've got to pay something, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to London. I will go to store it somewhere else. And he said to me, no, don't worry. The insurance will cover everything.
My deal is that there's a towing charge. There's also the storage fee. And it seems like you don't want to, because you weren't insured and you've clearly fled the country for some reason. Okay.
I did what?
It seems that you fled the country because you owe for the Mercedes and the VW Polo.
No, I haven't fled anywhere. He's the guy who crashed into me. Why would I flee the country? I'm here working. I'm going to be back in 2 months' time.
Oh, it's just quite convenient that after you have the accident, you flee to England.
I didn't flee anywhere. Okay, stop right there. I didn't flee anyway. I don't need to run from anybody. I do not need to hide from anybody. This has been planned for 3 months.
This car can't just take up space in my yard here the whole time. So what I'm doing is we sell parts for cars. Okay, so I'm going to sell your car off as parts to reclaim my amount.
No. Sir, you're not going to do that. You are not going to do that. That is against the law. You cannot do that. I didn't run from anybody. I told everybody. I even spoke to I emailed you guys to find out what was going on and everything. So there's no way that you guys can all of a sudden just sell my car.
Of course I can. Of course I can. Okay, I can get your all-terrain wheels. I can get easily $1,500 for those.
No. Let me get on to this. And so, as soon as I've sorted it out to somebody, then I'll get back to you and let you know what's going on.
I can either sell your bucky off as scrap, or I already have an offer of 25 G's for your bucky. Clearly, you left the country to lie low for a bit.
You also have my email address. I had to email you. Not once did you guys email me.
But I don't deal on email. That's for girls, okay? I don't deal with emails. I pick up the phone.
Well, I didn't have a phone when I got you.
Okay.
But now you've just got to put my back up against it. That's just like, I mean, what kind of business is that, Paul? What the f*** is going on? Don't just throw me up and start stressing me.
Well, look, I'm telling you now, it's not often that I get buyers for pieces of crap, okay? I've got a buyer.
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't want to sell that vehicle. I will sort something out and I'll get back to you.
Listen, but it's a piece of shit anyway, man, that's taking up space in my yard. It looks like a dog turd on my lawn, yeah.
I don't care. It might be a piece of shit to you. It's not a piece of shit to me. You will not sell that vehicle. Yeah, don't sell my vehicle. I'll get back to you. Let me find out what the fuck's going on. I'll get back to you.
Okay, I'll tell you now, but in 1 hour, I'm flogging this car.
No, you won't. You sell that car and I'll have charge of theft against you and I will have you arrested. I will.
I tell you now.
Don't challenge me on this point, pal. Do not challenge me on this.
1 hour, but 1 hour, I'm flogging this car.
Whatever.
Oh, that's wrong, eh? There he comes.
Can you share the call back in now?
Sure, just hang on.
Okay.
Your call has been placed on hold.
Buddy? Hi, buddy. Okay, this is the guy from the tow truck service. Yeah? Yeah, and he's just had a huge go at me, and I've just had a huge go back at him. He said that I fled the country and I'm suspicious that I left, you know, just as the accident happened, and he's going to sell my car straight away. He's got a buyer there who wants to buy it for 25,000 rand. I told him straight, he does that, and I'm going to have him arrested for all theft.
Oh, you're joking, man.
Yeah. No, dude, he's scummy. He's like that oak that you had, you know, that you had worked with on the golf course.
Yeah.
I need you to get hold of Edsa immediately. I'll get hold of the film myself.
Okay.
I've had enough now. You want to sell your car and what are you? I said, the country. He said, I said, why didn't you contact me to buy you? Oh, no, it was all for girls.
Oh, what?
And I need you to get it to me quickly.
Okay, cool. Bye. Darren?
Yeah, has he gone?
Yeah.
Love it.
Hello,
but it's Vakia.
Yes.
Okay, is there anything, because I promise you this guy's ready to leave this place. I'm going to flog his car.
He can leave. You are not selling my car. I'm busy sorting it out right now. Let me tell you, Mr. Basson can say what the f*** he wants. It was his fault, and EFSA are liable for it. You will not sell that vehicle. You're not selling my vehicle.
You can leave with the car.
You are not selling my vehicle.
Where's my guarantee?
How am I going to get the car? Swear to God, I will lay a charge of theft. I'll say I won't.
Okay, Ezio, let me meet you halfway here, but I'll meet you halfway, okay? I think it's only fair that if I let this guy, his name's Craig, by the way, take your car, you can negotiate the price. Craig? Yeah, yes, Craig.
No, you're not letting my vehicle go.
Hello, Ezio, it's Craig, yeah?
That's his brother.
Yes, Craig. I'm here for your bucky. I see you've got this bucky here vehicle. In the yard.
Okay, no, he's not allowed to sell that vehicle. I am not selling that vehicle. It's not for sale. I am not selling that vehicle.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Ezio, I'll give you 30K for that car. It's not worth more than that.
I'm not interested. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm not interested. Have a lovely day.
Hold on.
My turn.
Yeah, he's busy calling me. Okay, hang on.
Put me in.
Sorry.
No. This guy's sitting in my car. I'm going to stop the guy standing right there. He said to me straight away. He said, yes. I've suspected to stick his arm around to your car. This car's out here.
He's got no right to do that, what?
Because I'm simple man or whatever. She's not doing f***ing. Please, I'm just getting the guy from that show. Okay, so I'm f***ing and I'm
angry and people are looking at me funny and then you
okay. I'll phone you back. I'm going to phone my connection in the bank and see if they can help with the insurance side, okay? Just, I'll phone you back in 5 minutes.
Itzio.
Listen to me. This isn't a prank or anything like this that you're trying to call on me, eh?
No, dude, I don't know. Well, what do you mean?
From f***ing wetting or something like this, like trying to give me back for that time with the credit card thing, eh?
No, what? I promise you.
On your life, eh?
It's you, guess who?
On your life.
My God. I'm f***ing you, like you.
I'm phoning mommy.
I'm sitting here, my boss is looking at me, knowing what the hell's going on. My foreman's kicking me out, they're going, yes, she's South African, I'm so violent, eh?
Yes, we are. There we go.
Sure. You put him through it.
Payback is a biatch.
They put each other through it.